is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in to Film Bookcast for the first time, what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news, as well as review an in-theater film. You can find more Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com. with Film Book headline. Let's jump right into it this week. This week in movie trailers, coming in theaters November 24th is a return to a franchise that I hold dear to my heart. Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City is coming out November 24th. Returning to the origins of the massively popular Resident Evil franchise, fan and filmmaker Joannis Roberts brings the game to life for a whole new generation of fans. Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. Once the booming home of a pharmaceutical giant, Umbrella Corporation, Raccoon City is now a dying Midwestern town. The company's exodus left the city in wasteland, with great evil brewing below the surface. When that evil is unleashed, a group of survivors must work together to uncover the truth behind Umbrella and make it through the night. The trailer for Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City reminds you of The Purge, but it also has the classic elements of Resident Evil, which I love. It'll be in theaters November 24th. Another film trailer that caught my eye is coming in theaters December 3rd, and the title of it is Wolf. It stars George MacKay, Lily Rose Depp, and many others. George MacKay believes he's a wolf trapped in a human body. His name is Jacob. He eats, sleeps, and lives like a wolf, much to the shock of his family. When he's sent to a clinic, Jacob and his animal-bound peers are forged to undergo an increasingly extreme form of curative therapies. However, once he meets the mysterious Wildcat, played by Lily Rose Depp, and as their friendship blossoms into an undeniable infatuation, Jacob is faced with a challenge. Will he renounce his true self for love? Check out the trailer for Wolf. It'll be released in theaters December 3rd. The last film trailer we'll check out this week is a film that just came out in theaters, and the title of it is Mass. It stars Reed, Bernie, and Dowd, Jason Isaac, and Martha Plimpton. Years after an unspeakable tragedy tore their lives apart, two sets of parents agree to talk privately in an attempt to move forward. This is Fran Kant's writing and directorial debut, and his film thoroughly examines the journey of grief, anger, acceptance, by coming face-to-face with the ones who have been left behind. The trailer is very tender and sensitive, and the film just got released in theaters. That's it for... Now let's head on over to some TV trailers from this week. While not a TV trailer, fans of Killing Eve will be excited as the final season has begun production, and they released a teaser clip on Twitter, teasing the return of Sandra Oh and Eve and Vanel. Season 4 is currently slated for 2022, and this season will be headed by the new lead writer, Laura Neal, who has mentioned before that she's planning to expand the Killing Eve universe with a number of potential spin-off ideas which are currently in development. Killing Eve is based on the novels by Luke Jennings, and it centers on two women, Eve and Vanel. Another cool TV trailer is called The After Party. It's coming out from Apple TV Plus in January 2022. From the trailer, it begins with a high school reunion and it leads to an alumni's death. From there, this new whodunit series teases that the games begin with each attendee who gets questioned about the suspicious death. The creators of this series released a statement that said this is one of the most surprising, original, and fun projects we've ever made. Our goal was to tell a comedic whodunit in a new and exciting way, giving each episode its own unique style and storytelling. We were able to make what feels like an 8 distinctly different but interconnected films into a television format that will challenge everyone's personal perspective and biases in how they see the world. The series is created and directed by Chris Miller, who's also serving as showrunners. It stars Tiffany Haddish, Sam Richardson, Zoe Chow, Ben Schwartz, Dave Franco, John Early. Really cool trailer from Apple TV+. The final TV trailer we'll check out this week is Netflix's third and final season of Lost in Space. It's officially released its final trailer. The trailer doesn't reveal too much, but it does show what seemed to be a much darker tone for the final season of the series. Narrated by Will Robinson, we really see a variety of shots that make things look very exciting for the upcoming season. Lost in Space Season 3 will launch on December 1st on Netflix. Alright, let's check out some TV news from this week. Sterling K. Brown is set to star in Washington Black. It's a new series that'll come out from Hulu. It's based on the Udigan novel of the same name. It'll be a 9-episode series which follows the 19th century adventures of George Washington, Wash Black, an 11-year-old boy on a Barbados sugar plantation who must flee after a shocking death threatens to upend his life. Brown will play the gregarious, larger-than-life Medwill Harris, who traveled the world after a traumatic childhood as a black refugee in Nova Scotia, as the de facto mayor of the Black Halifax, prioritizes the community over everything except Washington Black, his young protege. Meeting Wash sends him down a challenging path of self-discovery. Washington Black inspires me, said Sterling K. Brown. This young man and the adventures he undertakes remind me of how the power of imagination and the creativity of artistry can transform the world in which we live. We've created a spectacular universe that brings to fruition the power of possibility. Washington Black will be the first TV starring role for Brown since it was announced that This Is Us will coming to an end after its 6th season. Very exciting TV news. Some more TV news. ABC has announced that L.A. Law, the sequel series starring Blair Underwood, has been giving a pilot order at ABC. Follow-up to the beloved late 80s, early 90s series was first announced as being development back in December of last year. But in the new show, the vulnerable law firm of Mackenzie Brackman reinvents itself as a litigation firm specializing in only the most high-profile, boundary-pushing, and incendiary cases. Underwood will reprise his role as attorney Jonathan Rollins, who has gone from idealistic to a more conservative as he clashes with millennial J.J. Freeman, who is going to decide on the best path forward for a firm to effect political and legal change. Mark Guggenheim and Uba Mohammed are writing and executive producing the pilot. The original L.A. Law aired on NBC from 1986 to 1994, racking up 89 Emmy nominations and 15 wins throughout its run. Although the pilot order comes at an odd time of the year for a broadcast network, with most of the Big Four typically picking up pilots around the beginning of the year. However, ABC and other broadcasters have begun to break that cycle in the face of increased pressure from cable and streaming platforms, where development typically occurs year-round. Jessica Biel has signed on to star in the true crime limited series Candy. It's coming out from Hulu, and she's actually taking the lead role of The Handmaid's Tale star Elizabeth Moss. She was set to play the lead, but she recently had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts. Jessica will play Texas Candy Montgomery. She killed her church friend with an axe. The series is written by Robert Veal and Nick Antosca. They work together on The Act. Very excited to see Jessica Biel in this role. Let's switch up gears and head on over to some film news for this week. Universal Pictures' upcoming Sing 2 animation film, the creators have unveiled that they wanted to take the sequel to the next level, even before he finished wrapping the first Sing picture. Garth Jennings told Deadline this week that his mind was blown when he visited the Cirque du Soleil, of all places, in Las Vegas, and when he decided from there that the next film he'd have to take to the big leagues. Because the scale of Sing 2 is much bigger than the original Sing film, and the film took 4 years to make, double the time that Jennings, who also voices Miss Crawley, expected. Of course, also was interrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The director also talked about having a star-studded cast, including Matthew McConaughey, Bono, and many, many others. Sing 2 will be released in theaters on Christmas Day. Some more film news. Mark your calendars for July 21st, 2023. That's when Universal Pictures will release Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb film, Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy will star in the picture. He'll play J. Robert Oppenheimer in Christopher Nolan's upcoming World War II epic from Universal Pictures. He's dubbed the father of the atomic bomb, the American physicist who is the subject of Nolan's first big studio project after parting ways with Warner Brothers. Murphy previously has starred in many Nolan films, including Batman Begins, Inception, and Dunkirk. The $100 million Oppenheimer has meanwhile been dated for a wide theatrical release in North America, Friday, July 21st, 2023. Like Dunkirk, The Dark Knight, before it, Oppenheimer will be shot in IMAX with a combination of 65mm and 65 large format film cameras. Mark your calendars. The last bit of film news we'll check out this week, following strong reviews of his new Netflix movie, The Guilty, in a big night at the Tonys, Jake Gyllenhaal looks to have found his next new movie, as he is currently negotiating to star in the new untitled film from Guy Ritchie. The film will be produced by Miramax, and Ritchie is writing and directing. Not much is known about the film, other than it fits into Ritchie's visual style that audiences have loved for years. Now let's see what came out in home releases this week. From Apple TV Plus is a new series called Acapulco. It's about a young Mexican man's dream come true when he gets a job of a lifetime at the hottest resort in Acapulco. But he soon realizes the job is far more complicated than he ever imagined. The trailer for this is awesome. The colors are sharp. It looks very funny. And it's super relevant. It's now streaming on Apple TV Plus. Another new release on Apple TV Plus is a film called South of Heaven. It stars Jason Sudeikis, Evangeline Lilly, Mike Coulter, Shay Ringman. Jason Sudeikis plays a man who just served 12 years for armed robbery, but he gets an early parole. And upon his release from prison, he vows to give Annie, his childhood love, who is now dying from cancer, the best year of her life. The best last year of her life. But if only life were that simple, right? Another new movie now streaming at home is a film from Netflix, There's Someone Inside Your House. After moving in to live with her grandmother in Hawaii, a teenager played by Sydney Park must confront her past after fellow students at her high school are murdered. Very spooky film this looks like. It just came out on Netflix, There's Someone Inside Your House. The last at-home release we'll check out this week is a film that I haven't seen yet, but it looks awesome. It's called Blue Bayou. It stars Justin Chan, Alicia Vikander, Mark O'Brien, and many others. Antonio LeBlanc is a Korean adoptee raised in a small town in Louisiana Bayou. He's married to the love of his life, Kathy, and he's raising his beloved stepdaughter, Jessie. Struggling to make a better life for his family, Antonio must soon confront the ghosts of his past after learning that he could be deported from the only country he's ever called home. It's directed by Justin Chan, and it's also written by Justin Chan. It's now streaming on Amazon Prime Video, YouTube, Google, Vudu, and anywhere you can rent movies. All right, time for this week's movie review. This week, we're actually going to check out an at-home release on Netflix. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's called The Guilty, directed by Anton Fuqua, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. It's about a troubled police detective who's demoted to a 911 operator, who scrambles to save a distressed caller during a harrowing day of revelations and reckonings. Now, this review will be filled with spoilers, so if you haven't seen The Guilty, pause this review. There was a lot of buzz about this film, right? For weeks, I feel like. I was very excited to see this movie. Anything Jake Gyllenhaal does, I'm excited to see. And Antoine Fuqua is an amazing director. What I didn't know, though, is Ethan Hawke actually plays Bill, who Joe is speaking to over the phone. And honestly, I didn't really know. I knew that the film was about a 911 operator. I love the context that Joe is actually a demoted police officer. It takes a while for the film to burn for you to understand this. And I love the way that they drop droplets of information into the storytelling. The script to this film is really well done. Anything Jake Gyllenhaal does is amazing. But this is a very well done film, both in writing, storytelling, acting. The cinematography could be a little better, but the constraints that they had while filming this film caught up with how they've made this film, but they did it during the pandemic, and they did it, I think, in 13 days or 11 days or something like that. That's a tremendous feat for any production team and any actor and director. So I'm sure that the cinematography kind of suffered, or something suffered, because of the demands of the schedule, but the way that you learn about Joe is so thorough, but also slow. You know, they don't give it to you all at once. You kind of get a sense of that he's troubled. You know that he's a troubled dude. He's filled with anxiety. There's tons of adrenaline going on. The job of a 911 operator is insane anyways. You can tell he's disillusioned. So to actually get that piece of information that he's actually a demoted street cop as he's talking to Bill over the phone, you're like, wow, now he's starting to get color and context in. Because I just thought he wanted to quit his job. I thought he was a disillusioned 911 operator who just didn't like what he did. But then when I learned, 25, 30 minutes in that he's actually a demoted street cop, it's like, ooh, wow. But then this call comes in that is extremely distressing because it's a woman who is talking like she's been abducted. And you got to put yourself in the shoes of a street cop who's now a 911 operator. He's going above and beyond for this woman over the phone because he's in his mode of, in his survival mode because of his job. Incessant with this woman about what to do every step of the way. And the action that this generates and the drama, the suspense that this film gives you as audience is tremendous. I never took my eyes off the screen. And you go through this very turbulent phone call, and it really grabs you and holds you in a way that was extremely satisfying for an audience member because I hadn't really been gripped like that in a while. And Jake does this regularly in everything he does, but the film especially is rather suspenseful and gripping. While I'm sure I've spoiled aspects of the storytelling, I won't spoil what happens to really change up the narrative of this film. It was a twist that I did not see coming at all. Brings me to my criticism of the film, because this film is a really good movie. It's a really fun ride. And the twist comes in a way that it totally took me by surprise. I'm still thinking about how well done this was, but it's also my criticism of Netflix films. Because I felt, as an audience member, I felt like once this twist was presented to me, I hoped that I had a half of a movie left, and I only had like 20 minutes or 25 minutes of the film left. That's my main criticism of Netflix, is just they don't really, it's too formulaic, there's not much art there. Because this story needed to be fleshed out in a deeper way. The way they introduced the title was amazing and interesting, and it was extremely poignant. I'm left grieving almost, thinking about how crazy of an action this is to do for a mother, and what a crazy night of work this is for a 911 operator, and what a crazy twist the story presented, and just the overall crazy adrenaline-filled ride that this film was. I just felt like could have been a lot longer and a lot more fun. Netflix didn't have this formula that they make movies in, and I just don't like that at all. And it's honestly why I don't watch more Netflix movies. But I had to review this film because of the hype it was getting. I mean, it was everywhere, and it's a really good movie. Definitely check out this film. It's very well done. The action, drama, suspense, it's all gripping and real and hooks you. It's addicting, but it's also exhausting. I can't imagine being a 911 operator, can you? The stuff that they have to deal with and just unbelievable workload. God love all of them. And God love Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, what a tremendous acting performance. And again, the way this film is tied up at the very end, the way you understand the title and what that means and why his character is doing what he's doing and why he's not a street cop anymore. It's amazing. It's tremendous. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. I would give the film an 8.5 out of 10. The writing's tremendous. The acting's tremendous. The drama is amazing. It's not nearly as long as it should be. My only criticism is the formulaic way that this is made. You have to flesh out the story for what the story offers you. And this story is amazing. Really drug that story out a lot longer and made that twist a lot slower. And I think it would have been even more powerful and even more hooking, But tremendous job by Jake Gyllenhaal. Antoine Fuqua was amazing. Riley Keough. Everybody in this film did awesome. 8.5 out of 10. Go check out The Guilty. It's on Netflix, so you can just put on your TV. I hope you like it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram, at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video. Subscribe to our channel and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also become one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.